Pomegranate.
Let me tell you, I love pomegranates because when you're eating them, it looks like you just grabbed a rabbit out of the forest and just tore into his hindquarters through the fur. Blood spraying, because you eat the seeds, and the seeds are real juicy, and it's running down your cheek. So it's the most carnivorous, alive, and vampiric you could ever feel in your whole life.
Pomegranates make me think of palms. Palms make me think about how I could never palm a basketball. I was on the basketball team. For those of you who don't know what I look like, who is the man behind the voice, the gravelly voice that makes rock DJs across the nation swoon or whatever? I'm short. I'm devastatingly handsome, but short. I'm hot. And I can't palm a basketball, but I was on the basketball team. And it always kind of irked me, and one day I thought I could palm it, and I did palm it once, but I could never show anybody because I was dumb. And I was like, look everybody, hey, what's up guys, I can palm the ball. Oh, I dropped it. No way, I can do it again. And then they all kicked me and laughed at me, and I never played. And then I quit to be in a musical because, well, we all know what people in musicals are like.
Pomegranate brings me back to my days in summer camp reading books about Greek myth. Everyone else was outside playing games, and I don't like other people, and frankly, I don't like sunshine all that much. I think your games and your inane burbling is crap. So I would sit inside and read about Greek myth, because they had these books in the bookcase back there, and you could stay in if you wanted to. So I read them, and one of them, the myth of Persephone, and Hades. I hope I'm not... I always get it mixed up, the Greek and Roman names, so...
You're right, it's Persephone and Hades.
Okay, good. You know, I didn't want to...
Said the ethereal voice, pomegranate. Yeah.
So they explain the existence of pomegranates using, this entire elaborate myth about, Persephone eats half a pomegranate. The amount of seeds that are left determine how long she has to stay in Hades versus how long she can stay in the surface world. And I'm wondering, what is it about pomegranates that the ancient Greeks looked, saw that fruit, and decided, oh, we got to explain this with a really complex myth involving the underworld and passion romance? Like, why didn't an apple get that treatment? Or, frankly, a watermelon? Watermelons, that's some crazy, crazy stuff. Got a big old, heart, the shape, everything. Really big, really thick. Got white seeds, got black seeds. It's red inside, green on the outside. Got white stripes. That's a whole lot more confusing to me than pomegranate. Why didn't we get a myth about that?
Pomegranate.
Cornelius!
Yes?
We've been called upon by the forces, the powers that be, as the leading experts on funk to explain the history of funk. I think we need to come up with a myth of epic proportions.
Sorry, it's my asthma.
Yeah, take your inhaler.
Well, that sucks. How are we going to explain the history of funk? It goes back for ages.
We need a myth. A legendary figure. Someone who...
Some kind of...
inspires.
Rationale.
The gods. The gods were angry with... We need somebody to be angry at.
Antifunticus.
The gods were mad at Antifunticus. Can we say that?
Yes.
Antifuncticus told the gods they could just go hang.
Go hang. And the gods were very angry.
They
were very spiteful.
They didn't like that. And also Antifuncticus came to their potluck dinner and stole somebody's girlfriend.
That's good. I'm writing this down.
Okay, the girlfriend's name was Girlfriendicus.
Girlfriendicus. That's very good.
Okay, Girlfriendicus was hanging out with Antifunculus. Funculus? I like Funculus.
You can't change it just because it's easier to say.
No, it's fun, though.
Oh, okay.
Say Funculus.
Funculus.
Antifunculus.
Antifungal.
Wait, no, that sounds too bad and too much like either a disease or a body part.
Antifungal.
Antifuncticus.
All right, Lawrence. You solve this trigonomical dilemma by figuring out the sine and cosine, and you stop the bomb.
Okay, boy, lots of classes that I skipped.
Oh, yeah, and there's a time. These things just don't go on forever. You have 15 minutes.
All right, well, I've got a really ass-kicking calculator. I'll just break up my TI-80. And
you're not allowed to use your calculator.
Oh, balls. All right.
Old-fashioned pen and paper.
What kind of rotten terrorist won't let me use a calculator to defuse this bomb?
A very, very mean, cruel, dirty, and absurd one.
Oh, well, that explains it. All right. Let's see. Draw a triangle. There's always a triangle involved. Sine.
You like the ticking?
Sin is a lot.
I made it extra loud just for you.
Sin plus E. Why is there an E on the end of sin? That's okay, tick. That's got to be involved. So.
Tick.
Cos, Cosby, Cosby. So, by plus the e. Take the extra e from the sin. Use the omitted by.
So, how you doing over there, googly face?
Not so well.
It's like somebody sold him like a blind woman.
What? Yeah. You don't look so good, Google. Hey,
are you just thrown together by some blind lady? Huh? Look at your eyes.
Well,
slanted.
Actually, it was an epileptic fisherwoman with a hair lip. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I think he has a tail. A monkey without a tail.
Look at you, silly little sack monkey looking thing.
What are you? We'll
call you Googly Face because you're cute.
What are you, gold toe?
I do my best.
Enough of this.
Sorry.
You're in the toy box now. Yeah. You're in toy box D.
And that means you're a friend of ours.
Really? Well, after we,
after the hazing.
Right.
There's a hazing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk all tough.
I'm just a sock puppet, not a guy named Chad from Northbrook with a barrel chest and a predilection towards alcohol, in case you mistook me for... No, you didn't, did you?
No. Although the Greek letters sewn onto you.
Well,
that's a nice touch.
She was actually aiming for Mr. Happy, but, you know, she was an epileptic fisherwoman with
Delta
a hair
Delta Gamma
lip, so.
Delta.
Yeah.
Anyway, googly face, come on over here.
Yes, all right.
Come here. Well, come here.
I can't move unless a hand is occupying me, so if you...
Well,
look, I'm a sock puppet, all right?
It's kind of
I'm used to being worn on feet. This is a new thing for me.
A sock puppet.
I don't know.
I don't think we signed up for this.
You know what we do to guys like that down here in the toy box?
That hole waving in the breeze. Big empty cavity waiting for something to fill it. Oh, the mystical oracle is about to speak. Antifuncticus, please. Step to the oracle.
Yeah, what do you want?
Antifuncticus, the people on the planet are getting very upset with you.
Yeah, whatever, screw them.
They're going to undo you, Antifuncticus.
Hey, listen. You want to know what I'm going to do to them? I'm going to play my little alto saxophone.
That's awful. God, it is so awful.
Well, you don't like Kenny G? I love Kenny G. How about Hootie? You big into the Hootie?
Precisely the problem, Antifuncticus. My prophecy is this. You shall be undone by a strange leaf and a strange fruit and a deadly combination of George Clinton.
Tick, tick.
Okay, so...
Tick. You got that, huh?
Tick.
You got that? The cosine?
Tick.
I've made a little hat and a stereotypical Chinaman with the triangle that I drew.
Tick.
And he's labeled by, so that's kind of cute. It's like the...
Oh, I can't wait to blow up your school.
Tick.
Okay.
Essentially making a mockery of
you. Hey, can I have a break?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, cool.
Go get some water.
Do I have to be using a number 2 pencil here?
But of course, that's how you Americans do it, isn't it?
I've got a number 2.5. The only person in the universe. Damn it. Okay. Let's see. Draw a circle. And pi is 3.1456. I don't know why I've got that down, but I do. So, pi. I'm hungry. Cosby might like a pie. The Chinaman might like a pie, so I've got to find somehow to... make the pie get over to the Chinaman's triangle hat. If I just multiply by
your school system has failed you.
The X. The
you can
X
take your social studies and your social sciences and your gym class and stick it in your capitalistic arse.
I actually can't do that, sir. My capitalistic arse is fairly tight and small.
We need to broaden it with the knowledge of trigonometry. Hard and fast.
Trigonometry goes straight up the arse?
Hard and fast!
Hey, I'm back. Does anybody have, like, a eucalyptus drop? Because my throat's real sore.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. Turk. Getting the pie to the Chinaman will make the Chinaman happy. So I multiply by the factor X. And
the answer is in the arse.
Roughly equivalent. The equivalent sign is a little floating.
All right. Googly face.
Yeah.
We'll let you hang out here with your weird sock puppet body. You can answer one social studies question.
I'll do my best.
Reminds me of that movie we saw with the kid, the trigonometry question. Yeah, that was pretty hip. Mess. Happening. All right. Who?
Who?
Why?
Came up. No. Shush up, I'm not done.
That was not a question.
Albert King.
No, stop.
Oh, sorry.
Who was it that founded this great country after a potluck dinner and stealing somebody's girlfriend? You have 15 minutes. You can look in books. Go ahead.
Okay. Tick. Tick.
Let's see.
Tick. Ah, that's a bad idea. I decided.
What a eucalyptus drop. Yeah, there you go.
Minty. Tick.
Dick. I can't move by myself, and I know the answer's in those books somewhere. Hey, you over there, you little monkey with cymbals that plays the Macarena.
Look at me!
You don't want to talk to him. He lost it after 10 minutes in the toy box.
Monkey, we can get it back together. I'm a sock puppet. I am definition. You need form. Or, like, you are... I am form, you are definition. And so if you just put me over your head, you monkey that plays the Macarena and brushes cymbals together, we can really achieve something. I think that's a yes.
Oh, the Oracle has bad guess.
Yeah, I noticed. What the hell is the Oracle beneath?
The Oracle has had gyros for lunch.
Oh... Just because you're Greek doesn't mean you got to do that to your bowels, you know?
It was the olives and the feta cheese.
It was the tzatziki sauce.
Enough!
I'm sorry. All right, look, I tried to help you out. I tried to make a music that was a little less Hootie-like.
It just doesn't have any soul.
But wait, we're Greek. We don't believe in the soul.
You have so much to learn, Antifuncticus. Right, so
look,
much to
my,
learn.
Where's Girlfriendicus? Girlfriend, I guess.
Yes.
Girlfriend, I guess.
What would you like?
I don't. What would I like, Oracle? You know me pretty well.
Oh, I see. I can't actually intervene with fate. I can only grimly predict it.
Can you give me a credit card?
Want me to get you a credit card?
Yes, please.
You know my credit rating shot to hell. Shot to Hades.
Damn eBay. I don't know what to do.
My credit rating's only shot 6 months of the year. The other 6 months, it's okay. But we're unfortunately in the bad 6 months.
Damn. I don't know, Oracle. Any ideas? Wait. Would your credit card have anything to do with a fruit?
Yes, kind of.
Damn your prophecies. Damn your eyes. Damn everything.
Okay, so... brackets. Tick. Brackets is what I need. Brackets look like Bob Hope, my wacky zany algebra teacher, said something about that.
5 minutes left.
Brackets
small
with a point
child
in the middle look like
you.
Bob Hope. So I've got the Chinaman
tick
like on surrounded by Bob Hope on all sides. If only tick. Bob Hope might like pie, they would they would give Bob Hope pie because he's an American comedy legend, you know, loved by the GIs. The GIs always have pie because they go in and they conquer the natives, and then they take their pie from them. That's what the GIs always do, and then they give it to the entertainers who come with the USA shows, with USO. So Bob Hope is surrounding the Chinaman, but the Bob Hope's going to eat the pie before it gets to the Chinaman, and the Chinaman's only going to have poop, and then the Chinaman's going to be mad. How do we get Bob Hope out of the equation now?
I think Tig.
We've got a.
I admire your fire, boy.
I've got to correct for Bob Hope.
Young man.
Yes.
This is the spirit of trigonometry. You're forgetting.
Oh, jeez.
1/Bob Hope = tangent.
Ooh.
Bob Hope/1 = cosine. Multiply the tangent by the cosine to remove Hope from the equation.
All right. I've just got to do that.
Young man!
Let's see what... Yes?
Young man, this is the wife of the spirit of trigonometry.
Yes.
If he stops by, tell him to pick up a bucket of milk on the way home.
I'll do that. Okay, got to multiply by the...
Young man...
I'm very busy. Can I help? Yeah.
I'm the son of the spirit of trigonometry, and I was wondering if you'd seen my mommy or daddy. They left me in the shoe department at Sears.
Yeah, take a left.
Thank you.
All right. Multiplying. All right, come on, monkey. Let's see what we can do. All right, not this book. It's freaking useless. Bibbly, I don't know about that. Forget that. Social studies. People study from it about society. Okay. Flipping through the book. Oh boy, mouth. Let's see. That hardly sounds like the Macarena at all. We've got to work together, Gorilla, who plays the Macarena and bashes cymbals together. All right. Does that anus look good to you? Is this any of this making sense to you? All right, Wonga. All right, let's see. Wonga. There's a subject index. Wonga. Let's see. W. I guess that would be W. W. Wonga. Page 79. All right. All right. Here we go. 79. All right. 79. What happened on page 79?
What happened on page 79, Oracle? You're so bright. I'm holding the Great Gatsby right here. Fell through a time warp. Who's writing this? Oracle, who's writing us? This is horrible. It's pee poor.
It's clearly the part where Robert Redford goes to the party.
All right, Cornelius, this is getting out of hand. Our characters are taking on a life of their own. This movie is asinine.
I enjoyed the role-playing, sir. But you're right.
Shut up. Be my Oracle anytime.
I know.
We need to explain funk. Do you still have that monkey that plays the Macarena in your toy box?
Well, yes, of course.
That's pretty funky. Let's see if it can help us out.
2 minutes. Okay.
Tick.
Bob Hope is still getting far too much of the pie.
T-I-C-K.
I'm getting most of it through, but Bob Hope's drool is still on the pie by the time the Chinaman gets it. So, if I could only use my calculator, I've got the formula in there.
Right, that's a bomb. I'm thoroughly confused by what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow up.
Okay.
Am I?
I think so.
Oh, you could, because I hate getting...
Whipped cream! I've got to get whipped cream into the equation.
You figured out the whipped cream.
Hope will drool on that, and then I can just wipe it off, and then the pie will go to the Chinaman. The Chinaman don't like cream because... cows didn't play a big part in their agriculture. They actually go for rice more than anything else. These are the stereotypical notions I've learned about Chinamen. And so this should work. All right. adjust for whipped cream, multiply cosine over tangent. It's through the Bob Hope factor. The Chinaman is smiling.
Tick.
Balls.
Shh. Why?
Well, I'm stumped.
I don't know.
What the Oracle is stumped.
They left. The guys are... Look up off of the page. They took off.
Oh, jeez.
Bunch of bastards. How do you just let the plot of something go to hell like this?
I don't know.
What a bunch of jerkwads.
Hmm.
Page 79 says... Oh, my God. I can't believe this. It says...
Dun-dun! Oh, a Herald cliffhanger for y'all.
Yes.
When in doubt.
I was going to answer it, but then I decided I hate the listenership. So I want them to know.
You're woo! Lying sick.
My name's Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
Thank you to the 403 people who called and gave us Herald suggestions.
Really?
We hope we were able to work in all of them. It's one point or another.
Mm. So we got to bust out.
We got to bolt. The chant guys are in here to...
They're storming the gates.
Do chant upright, as only chant can be done on WEFT by this fine crew of chant monsters. Thank you for listening. Be back again next week. Stay tuned to WEFT all night long. Good night.
Night.
Bye.